We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Stort for the win. It's good. Krzyzewski takes flight as SGA plays through the contact, banks it in on the foul.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Uncontested Postgame Show. I'm your host, JD Silva. We are brought to you by the Blue Wire Podcast Network. For tonight, I am joined by Jacob Niffen. Jacob, what's up? Well, tonight, the Thunder beat the Detroit Pistons 114-103, which feels good after that last game.
It's a nice game to wash the bad taste out of your mouth.
Yeah, and honestly, super glad the way this game turned out. The Thunder were down by 17, 18 at one point, and that was feeling pretty bad. You wanted this team to come out and rally after the ass beating that they took last game, and we ended up rallying there at the end. What are some major takeaways?
Well, let's not bury the lead here, Silva. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to the people that are joining us on the stream tonight. Thank you.
Yes.
If you're listening to this podcast on Tuesday after the game, hey, thanks for downloading the show as well. I don't think we should bury the lead. We got to dive right into it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander back from the concussion. He was ruled out earlier today. His status got changed to available after he passed concussion protocol. And that man just torched the Detroit Pistons. Shai took 2 3-point attempts tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, and both were like step back 3-pointers too.
Yes. 2 threes out of his 20 field goals. He was 9 of 20 from the field, 12 of 15 from the free throw line, had 30 points, 2 blocks, 2 rebounds, 13 assists.
Career high.
Really?
Yeah, 13 is a career high in assists for him.
And I don't know, 12 hours or so when it stats.nba.com update and you look at the potential assists from tonight, it's going to be like 30.
Nuts. Yeah.
Nuts. I mean, I tweeted it early and the Thunder changed the script, but the offense tonight was Shai has ball. Shai blows by guy off the dribble. 4 defenders waiting for Shai in paint. Shai makes pass. Thunder player misses.
Yeah.
And they rectified it at the end there. But God, just the way that fourth quarter, how Shai manipulated the entire Detroit defense, got whatever he wanted, got the pass that he wanted, got the shot that he wanted. He got in his bag there. He hit that little midi pull up off the dribble, and then he had that turnaround pull up, getting to the rim off those one-handed scoops. I mean, just completely in his bag tonight. Just it was one of those games where Shai was just very clearly the best player on the floor. Don't take this the wrong way, people. Silva, the way he took the game over and just controlled the pace and controlled everything, a little LeBron-esque. Shai's not LeBron. He's nowhere close to LeBron. But just the way he took the game over reminded me of the way LeBron takes a game over.
Yeah, like especially pace-wise, like the game just became his. And there at the end in the final stretch, Detroit kept trying to feed Cade the ball. And there was one part there at the end with like 2 minutes left where Cade hit a big three. I think the Thunder were up by two or three at that point, and Shea just casually walked back down and hit that that step back mid-ranger on the baseline that you were just talking about. And at that point, I think Shea scored the next two baskets for the Thunder. It was he totally took control.
Yeah, besides the, which is a really nice play late in the shot clock, the Kenrich Williams cut across the lane and then throw like a backwards pass to a cutting Muscala for a dunk. Mm-hmm. Besides that, which the Thunder closed this game, I think 14 of 15.
Yeah.
They scored 14 straight baskets, missed the last one. Mm-hmm. Besides that Kenrich play, I think Shea either scored or assisted on pretty much all of those buckets in that run.
It felt like he was pulling from his bag of Chris Paul tricks there at the end, just totally getting everyone else involved. I'm really glad I'm glad Daigneault subbed in some play finishers in Muscala and Kenrich Williams there, who both played big parts in this game.
Totally agree, you know, and you mentioned Shea kind of getting in his Chris Paul bag. There were times where Detroit ran a hard double at him at the top of the key, where they pressured him and tried to get a steal or something way up at the half court line, and just how calm and collected he approached all of those. He's learning.
It was all right? Very, very casual.
Yes. Like he's getting more comfortable with the double teams and navigating it. And it's really impressive. It's really impressive. It's nights like tonight where you're reminded, like, the long term isn't that big of a deal. Like, they're going to be fine.
He's a superstar.
Yeah. The ass kicking in Memphis sucks, mm-hmm. but they have something very, very special in Shea.
One of the best young guards in the NBA. And that's not an overstatement.
Hey, I mean, it kind of makes sense that Philly would talk internally about a trade for Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nate Sanders in the chat has a good point here. He says, Shea was great everywhere else, but when do we start worrying about the shot? He was 0 of 2 again from 3 tonight.
I start worrying down the road once we have real spacing, once we have this team's spacing figured out down the road, once we draft more players, trade for more players that are more skilled from behind the line. If Shea is still struggling at that point when he has real space to operate and can get catch and shoot opportunities, which he doesn't get a ton of right now.
I'd say less than 10% of his threes this year have been catch and shoot.
Yeah. Like last year, for example, he got more catch and shoot opportunities than he is this year, and he was a 40% 3-point shooter. Mm-hmm. So I think I skew more towards last season in that regard. So I'm not concerned.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. I'm not worried about the 3-point shot at all. Yeah, just a complete and total takeover by Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. An absolute blast to watch. It's a little frustrating the first half. I felt like the defense was very not good and very lackadaisical. But let's finish for Shea on this topic, Silva. I thought the second half was Shea's best defensive half of the year.
I agree. He was much more engaged.
Moved his feet, cut off Killian Hayes on the drive, mm-hmm. closed out on the shot, recovered. I thought the defense as a whole by the entire team was great in the second half. Part of it was just Detroit being bad, but I thought the Thunder played really good second half defense. And I thought Shea was especially locked in defensively in that second half.
Yeah. And I wanted to talk this next part about Kenrich Williams, who was the catalyst to a lot of that defensive energy the Thunder had in the second half. Kenrich Williams finished with best plus minus on the team by a lot, plus mm-hmm. 22 on the night, 12 points, 2 blocks, 4 steals, 3 assists, 3 rebounds for Kenrich Williams tonight.
Just did a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those steals were products of just being in the right place as other players were making great defensive plays and forcing bad passes. But yeah, Kenrich came in. He just, I don't know what else to say about this guy that I haven't already said. I think he would be in an 8-man rotation, a playoff rotation for literally every team in the league.
Yeah. Like any team that thought to themselves, can we use Trevor Ariza in the offseason? Kenrich Williams is just like 3 times the player that guy is at this point. Like he is the 3-and-D wing that teams were looking for this offseason. Like
exactly. The Lakers. He does a little bit of everything. He can pass the ball. He's tough as nails. He finishes at the rim. I mean, he'll defend anybody. He'll fist fight somebody if you need him to. He'll dive on the floor for loose balls. He is the epitome of Thunder basketball to me.
Yeah. Several times I wanted to tweet Kenrich Steeliums, but I didn't want that in print anywhere.
I was thinking today we need I wish Kenny was tattooed like J.R. Smith so we could say Kenny on the Henny. But I thought those would be good shirt ideas today. This is what goes on in my brain while I'm at work.
I wanted to ask you about one of your favorite players on the team, Darius Bazley. What did you think of his
performance? He played fine tonight.
I thought so too.
I thought he was nothing exceptional.
No.
He wasn't like 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 blocks. I thought early on he kind of got bodied defensively a little bit, but settled in. What I've kind of noticed, and I'd be interested, I'd love to, the Thunder would give me media access. Hit me up, OKC PR. I would love to ask Coach Daigneault about Darius's defense, especially as the game goes on, because it felt like Jeremy Grant and Cade Cunningham were getting the best of him early on. But it's like Darius, over the course of the game, started to realize what those guys were doing and what they wanted to get to, and adjusted to that, had a couple of really nice blocks, had a couple of really nice rotations, some contests at the rim that still went in. But it's like he was able to diagnose during the game the guys that he was guarding, what they wanted to do, what they wanted to get to, and then defend that much, much better, which is really nice and really impressive for a young guy.
That gives me a lot of optimism for this team. And I think it's a combination of our players' basketball IQ levels and the coaching of Mark Daigneault that our players do adjust like that as the game goes on.
100%. Now, Bazley had more ugly offense. Going to the basket and just getting annihilated multiple times.
Annihilated. Got lost in the beef stew.
Dribbling up the court or catching a pass, standing there going between the legs 4 times, killing about 5 seconds of the shot clock, then picking it up at the same place where he was dribbling, and then just passing it and resetting the offense, things like that. Like,
he needs a different move.
Yes.
Like, you got to stop.
Eurostep.
Something. Spin. Anything.
I don't think he can drive to the basket. I just don't think he can.
No.
And obviously the shot has not been there. But I thought defensively he was really nice tonight. It wasn't like an eyesore from Darius Bazley. And that's progress. Mm-hmm. That's progress. Let's talk about Lou for a second, because Justin just hit me up, said Nancy Lieberman on the broadcast just compared Lou Dort to Jrue Holiday, which I've been saying 4 months. 4 months.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Lou Dort tonight tied for most minutes in the game with Shea. Lou went 9 of 19. Here's the impressive one, Silva. 5 of 10 from 3.
5 of 10.
2 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 1 turnover, 28 points for Lou. Shea and Lou combined for 58 points. Shea had 13 assists. Which, if you just said all of those were twos, which they weren't, that's 26 points. So that means Shea was responsible for at least 56 points on this team tonight.
And then Lou was
28.
28. Good God.
The stroke has shown up for Lou Dort.
I did not realize Lou had 28. Like, that number really snuck up on me.
Totally agreed. It's we said that about Kevin Durant a lot, that you didn't realize he had those points, but then they were just kind of there. That's kind of what Lou's night felt like tonight.
Mm-hmm. So impressive. His scoring is so impressive. And he wasn't having a lot of success driving to the rim.
He struggled at the rim tonight.
Yeah, Isaiah Stewart and Jeremy Grant, it's tough. But he just kept shooting. And I think in the first half, it looked tough for Lou. His shot did not look great, but he just kept going, and he finished with, like you said, 5 of 10, which is super, super nice.
So Lou's updated stats after tonight, because stats.nba.com has updated. Lou is up to 17 points a game, 43% from the field, 33.5% from three on 7.5 attempts a game, 86% from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal a game.
That's, dude, Lou is excellent. He's going to be worth the $18 million he gets paid every year, which
yes.
I hope it's around that number.
Shade down to sub 30% from three on the season.
Yeah, and I think Lou, similarly to Shea, I think once he has more room to operate and he's not such a focus on offense, which is wild to say, I don't think he's actually a 32-33% shooter. He might be closer to 36-37.
Yeah, well, and if you look at here, let's change these stats real quick.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know this is great podcasting here, but you know what? We're gonna do what we're going to do. Let's look at October for Lou. Mm-hmm. 22.6% from three.
Yeah.
And then you look at November for Lou, 34% from three. So he jumped up quite a bit. You look at December for Lou, 46% from three. So he started the year cold, is climbing ever since.
Yeah.
I think he'll settle in that 36-37% range.
Yeah.
About the league average.
He is legitimately an average three-point shooter. I still scarred from the Robertsons and the Cephaloshas and all that. I expected him to regress at some point to like the 29% three-point shooter. It just hasn't happened with Lou.
Now one interesting thing, Silva, there's a few – I still want to talk about some individual players, but there's a few big-picture things I want to talk about as well. The first one, Lou takes 19 field goal attempts. Shea takes 20 field goal attempts. No one else on the team takes more than eight. Kenny had eight. Giddy had six, JRE, Baisley both had five, Muscala had six, Mann had four, Jerome, only 4 minutes for Ty tonight.
Yeah, I thought that was
So not a balanced scoring attack. Only one or two other players. Giddy had 12. I didn't realize Giddy had 12 tonight. Wow, Giddy was 5 of 6 from the field, 5 assists and a steal.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was Giddy's line time. It's kind of surprising. Kenny had 12. Those were the only four guys in double figures.
It was a night where, and you were talking about Josh Giddy and his quiet 12 points, just 12 points. But it's, to me, I was looking at Giddy and just thinking, man, he is struggling tonight. But he still played an efficient game and he was still effective in getting everyone else involved.
Four turnovers was the eyesore for Giddy tonight. And zero rebounds, which is very surprising for him.
He's one of the better rebounders on the team. So that is a surprise.
He leads the team in rebounds this season.
That is wild. That's a wild stat.
Yes. The other thing, Detroit, 37 points in the first quarter. 26 points in the second quarter. I'm not great at math. That's 63 in the first half.
Yeah.
18 points in the third quarter, 22 points in the fourth quarter. So they went from 63 points down to 40 points. Now their three-point shooting cooled off significantly. They were crazy hot in the first half, were over 40 or over 50%. Ended the game at 39%. Cade Cunningham, 6 of 11 from three. Yeah. Cade, 28, 11, and 5.
He was killing us. Yeah.
That's impressive, but 6 turnovers as well.
Mm-hmm. He was just coughing the ball up right and left to Kenrich Williams there at the end.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
But I thought the Thunder defense really settled in. And like I said, that second half defense I thought was great. And it was some of Shea's most engaged and best defense of the season so far.
This team is just good at making second half runs,
mm-hmm.
which is good, which is inspiring that they can listen to their coach at the halftime and gather themselves and change their mentality.
And in a game where the Thunder were down by as many as 18, ended up winning by 11, mm-hmm. only one negative in the plus minus. Jeremiah Robinson Earl, a minus 11 in 18 minutes.
He had a tough one.
Yeah, it was a struggle for him tonight.
Yeah, his shot hasn't really been falling as of late. I'm not worried about him. Actually, he's just going through a rough patch, which rookies tend to do.
Yep. Few other guys we should talk about real quick. Just tell me your thoughts on Poku tonight.
I like Poku, and I wish he would get more minutes. I especially like him on defense, which
he's done some nice stuff defensively.
He's done some nice stuff. He's really active. And he catches people off guard with blocks a lot of the time.
Yeah, he had a nice block on Bay tonight. Mm-hmm. I thought he made some really nice reads offensively. That little baseline drive back down drop step was mm-hmm. crazy impressive.
Yeah.
Missed his jumpers, but he moves the ball well. He helps glue the offense together and make the offense function in ways that I think Darius Bazley does not.
Yeah, that's why I hope he either starts getting more minutes or maybe gets a chance at a starting role with this team at some point so that he can show how much of a cog he can be in that starting lineup.
Definitely. Let's talk Trey Mann as well.
Yep.
13 minutes for Mann tonight, mm-hmm. 7 points on 4 field goal attempts, 1 of 1 from 3, 3 rebounds. I wish Trey would have got some more minutes because I thought he was really good, and I think he provides spacing on the floor that this team really needs. I think he's really good attacking off the closeout, getting to his spots, hitting those pull-ups, hitting floaters. Really like what I'm continuing to see from Trey Mann, especially offensively. Defensively, he's still competing. He's getting beat every now and then, but at least he competes hard.
He's so dynamic. He could do a lot. I do wish he would take more threes. He only got a very small amount of minutes tonight. He said 13
minutes, and he took one three-point attempt. Yeah, I'd like to see that number get up a lot.
Three. That looks so good. Mm-hmm. I hope he gets a longer leash here pretty soon so we can start taking more shots like that, or at least get more G League runs so we can see it there.
Yeah, I would like to see him. You know, it felt like those minutes that he was in, a lot of the times he was just kind of parked in the corner as like a catch and shoot guy. I'd like to see him coming off some pin downs, coming off some flare screens, handling the ball and getting like into a switch and a pull up. I think his pull up game is really good. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see them try to utilize him more offensively. It feels like right now he's mainly just focused on playing defense and not getting in the way. I'd like to see him get more confident, more aggressive with that offensive game.
I really, really want to see a Shea, Giddy, Trey Mann, Dort lineup at some point.
That'd be fun.
I think that'd be really fun.
Throw Poku in there just for spice.
Throw him in pure chaos. There was a really funny moment I remember in the third quarter where Poku drove and just completely like obliterated Josh Jackson. They both crashed to the floor.
Yes.
And Josh Jackson had like no reaction to Poku falling on him. I imagine it's like someone throwing an empty sleeping bag at you. Poku lands on you.
Last guy I want to talk about, Silva, and it kind of sucks. We're going to end this on a negative so we can come back to Shea. Derek Favors got 17 minutes tonight. I mean, he had 6 points. He was a plus 6, 5 rebounds, an assist, a block. But especially there in that fourth quarter, they put Derek Favors in. Mm-hmm. He was guarding Trey Lyles.
Who I didn't realize was in the NBA still.
And just got absolutely cooked. The thing with Derek Favors is he is not quick enough to guard on the perimeter. No. So every time there's a pick and roll, this man just plays drop coverage very, very, very deep, like Kendrick Perkins level deep on the drop coverage. If you want to play an aggressive defense, typically you play very high on that pick and roll and try to trap the ball handler, get into their space a little bit, or you switch. But Derek Favors, basically whenever he was in there and Trey Lyles was in there, Detroit just kept going to Lyles and Stewart pick and rolls with Cade Cunningham. They would hit Lou with the screen and Favors would drop back like 10 feet and just let Detroit have everything in front of them. And they just continued to get burned and burned and burned. There was multiple times where Lyles would pick and then pop. He would catch the ball. Favors would close out fast to him and Lyles would just walk right past him to the rim. And then you're in a disadvantaged situation where you're playing 4-on-3 and it becomes a nightmare. And just defensively, there's some matchups where I think Favors is good defensively. Tonight just wasn't the case. And I just thought they got him out of there pretty quickly for Muscala, who I thought was great and is able to be a little more dynamic defensively. But Favors just got cooked because he cannot move his feet fast enough defensively. The only defense he can play is drop coverage. And Detroit, like, if that's a good team, you just get burned by that.
Burned alive. He plays defense as if he is Rudy Gobert. But he has nowhere near the presence of Rudy Gobert. He's too undersized to play like that. Like he needs to be able to move laterally to be effective on defense.
Yep.
And instead he just creates leaks all over the place.
Yeah. He cannot move laterally. And so it definitely causes an issue. All right. Let's close with Shea because we want to close on a high note.
Oh yeah.
Just what a hell of a night.
What a hell of a night.
To come back after the concussion and do what he did tonight. Again, I know it's just the Detroit Pistons, and that sounds bad because the Thunder just got their ass beat. This win was important for morale.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch right after the game whenever why am I forgetting my man's name?
Darius Bazley?
Darius Bazley came and shouted him out whenever – what's the interviewer's name? What's the PR guy?
Nick Gallo?
Nick Gallo, thank you. God, sorry. I don't know if Nick listens to the pod. Sorry, Nick. I love you. I think you're incredible at your job. Just a brain fart there.
Nick, can you get Jacob a press pass?
But Darius coming over there and just saying, this man will do this to anyone, any night. Doesn't matter. This is why he makes the big bucks. This is our guy. I mean, just really fun to see.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas is probably just in shambles in the booth. Did you see what he was saying about the Thunder?
No.
He was just basically saying how these losses are like degenerative to the team's culture and, you know, that same old narrative. Meanwhile, we're watching the Pistons, who have been just garbage for a long time. So it's good to see guys like Bazley be like happy within the team and
gas up. I think the camaraderie of the team is really good. And I think that kind of reflects leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That attitude reflects the leadership of the team from the top down. And that's really encouraging. I think they are building a culture in Oklahoma City to be able to bounce back tonight after you got your ass beat by 70 plus and then get down 18 tonight and to come back and win that game. I think that just speaks to the never say die mentality and the culture they have built within that program. And hey, Silva, the next one up north in Toronto, AKA the Six.
Yep.
Shea's hometown, and we know he likes to ball out when he's there. It's going to be fun. And for my mental sanity, I need Giddy to play well and Scotty Barnes to suck.
Yep. I need that. I need that bad. Really bad. Man, that's going to be fun. What night is that game? Did you say?